Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Yeah, I'll translate the birds in a minute or two, right? I want to do some other stuff first. But do you know some butterfly species are fast? I mean, like, extremely fast. Like, there's a butterfly called the skipper butterfly that flies faster than a horse can run. And because you think about butterflies, they're kind of always, they're like not quite like moths, but they're fluttering into things. And
they're not quite sure where they're meant to be going.
They're getting blown by the wind a bit. But the skipper butterfly is super fast. And butterflies hear through their wings. And actually, their armpits. Okay, they don't have armpits, but that connection bit of them from their body and their wings has got membrane on it. And that's how they hear. And interestingly, moths are tuned to hear higher frequencies.
Is there one in your throat?
And butterflies are tuned and they can hear us. So if you start talking, you're a butterfly, and it's measured, like they're kind of their brain cells, but anyway, something gets triggered and starts going, "Right, the human is talking." Like, it knows when we're talking. It's amazing. Ladybugs have a unique smell. Have you ever noticed this? Have you ever picked up a ladybird and gone, "Ew, gross"? Because they secrete something called pyrazine, which humans are extremely sensitive to. And the idea is that it's kind of ward off predators and go, "I don't taste very nice and I don't smell very nice. So you're better off eating the bug over there, not me." But apparently some humans are really sensitive to pyrazine.
I've never smelled a ladybird.
No. Is it not a really small thing to smell?
Yeah, but if you're sensitive to it, you'll smell it. Even walking past one, you'll smell it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you're sensitive to it.
I wonder what it smells like.
Bad. I don't know. Someone says stinky feet is what it smells like. Which is kind of gross.
So when we're letting them crawl around our fingers going, "Oh, look at the ladybird." It's like, "Oh my God, don't eat me."
Secreting
pyrazine.
Disgusting.
Reindeer lack the eye cells that we have, humans have, that can see the frequency of red in light. So Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, would never have been bullied by the other reindeer, because they can't see his red nose. Looks the same as every
song
other.
Is not true. No. Actual Rudolph.
Yeah,
no, unless
fine.
They're all listening to Santa.
Oh, you think Santa's
Who's
telling
like,
them?
Here, listen, look at your man's nose. It's red. And they're like, yeah, red.
Also means that Santa's outfit is wasted on them. They don't know he's red.
No, but they obviously see something.
Yes, but just like...
Is he blue or something?
No, colourless. It's like a blacky, whitey, shadowy grey kind of thing. Mm. They just don't see red at all. Okay, get to the birds for a second. You know the sound of a jungle? Every jungle everywhere in the world, if it's on telly or in the movies, goes... That is a kookaburra. And the kookaburra is only found in Australia and New Guinea, and not in the Amazon, and not in the African jungles, and not in the Asian jungles. Nowhere other than Australia and New Guinea will you hear.
Oh, must have been some joke.
And okay, go with me on this one, okay? Apparently, someone has translated this. So every pigeon everywhere makes that sound at some point. We all know it. Apparently, what that is saying is, "My toe hurts, Betty." Okay, listen.
What?
And so
I'm not hearing it.
When I heard that for the first time, I was like, it's just some kind of funny internet thing. And then I was walking out of here, out of the Today FM offices recently, and a pigeon went, "Burr, burr, burr," and I went, "Your toe hurts, Betty."
So say now, it again.
What it means is that
are you off your meds?
Much as people think of me in the shower when they wash their own legs, every time you now hear a pigeon, you'll hear, "My toe hurts, Betty."
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.